Hello, and welcome to Talk Steam to Me, a podcast by Spirax Sarco. We are the world's leaders in steam technology, offering the industry's most extensive range of products and services across a variety of industries. We create solutions that set the benchmark for steam-using organizations worldwide, working with you to improve productivity, save energy, and reduce waste.
Thank you for listening today to Episode 8 in our Talk Steam to Me podcast series. In this episode, Spirax Sarco steam experts Ty Buckley and Darren Welton discuss the importance of steam system assessments and the types of assessments available that will help customers achieve energy savings and sustainability in their steam systems. An actual assessment example and its results are also shared during the discussion. The solutions discussed in this episode can be tailored to your industry's needs. If you'd like to speak to your local steam expert, get in touch today via our website at spirexsarco.com/US.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the next podcast with Spirax Sarco. My name is Ty Buckley. I am the service director. I've been with Spirax for about 10 years now, and excited to talk to you guys for the next few minutes about assessments and know why customers engage with them and what value they get out. But before we dive into that, I'd like to introduce my colleague, Darren. I've got him on the line with us. And, Darren, introduce yourself.
Hey, this is Darren Welton. I'm the service sales engineer for Spirax Sarco, located on the West Coast. And I've been working in the steam industry since 2005, so almost 20 years now. Happy to be here.
Yeah, Darren, thanks for that. And we've been excited to have you join the team and, like you said, bring a wealth of knowledge. And, one of the interesting topics that we're seeing become more apparent and more real is this concept around and conversation around sustainability. It's been around for a while, but companies, from what we're seeing, are kind of struggling to understand how does that, translate down into the real world. We want to be sustainable. We want to have a better planet or do right by the planet. But how do we apply that to the day to day? I mean, what conversations are you having with customers on the West Coast? What are you seeing out there?
We're actually seeing a shift in the conversations. It used to be the customers were focused on equipment maintenance and repairs, preventative maintenance plans for reducing downtime on their equipment. And now it's changed to these buzzwords in the industry, sustainability and sustainability metrics. I say a new buzzword, but it's been around long enough and important enough that colleges are starting to develop degree programs around energy and sustainability. One of my good friend's son just started his first year at a private school in Palo Alto. You may have heard of it. Their unofficial mascot's an evergreen tree. Anyway, I'm fortunate to hang around these students and listen to them once in a while. And these are the future engineers of our world. And it's pretty interesting to see what they've been focusing on.
Yeah, that's an interesting point that you brought up about the new degrees and programs at universities. I've actually seen where some of the universities are now being graded on how they have on like the level of quality around their programs or how they impact the environment. And that's now becoming a selection, almost criteria for future applications from high school students. And so with seeing that shift away from maintenance and now around sustainability, what specific metrics are they looking at?
Well, in addition to just focusing on the cost of doing business or the cost of production from a monetary perspective, they are focusing on sustainability goals. For example, these farmers co-ops or seasonal food processing plants such as tomato processors or wineries during their crush. These factories used to mostly focus on throughput, get the food out of the field and into the processing plant. And it was challenging to discuss energy efficiencies or use energy ROIs to encourage energy savings projects because they had a limited time in their season and they just set out to push as much food to their process per season running their steam systems as hard and as fast as they would go, like a race car on a drag strip, you know, totally redlined. So Spirex Sarco started partnering with these companies from a let's not redline our planet perspective. Now, on the West Coast, and specifically in California, resources have become more expensive for sure, but they've become scarce. I watched an entire town, population of 60,000 people, go completely dry, no water. And wait lists to dig a new well went to 9 months to a year. So companies will pay for needed resources, but when they run completely out, we wonder what to do. You know, what happened and what to do. So we're forced to assess the situation with a new set of eyes, a new mindset, and with new action plans. But the big focus here in California has definitely been about water savings. What are you seeing over there in the East Coast as far as sustainability goals?
Wow, I mean, I'm not sure we're seeing towns run completely dry from water. That's unbelievable. Can't imagine what kind of panic, you know, that puts in place. But, you know, what we're doing on the East Coast, and, you know, I'll speak specifically from a Spirex manufacturing standpoint, you know, we are trying to walk the walk and not just talk the talk. We have tried to implement the same things that we're seeing with customers into our own manufacturing. And one of the things that we're looking at is, you know, how do we reduce our footprint? How do we reduce our impact on the planet? How do we drive down to this idea of net zero or carbon reduction or possibly elimination? And, you know, a lot of times what we're also having conversations about is not just, you know, steam is typically produced through burning natural gas or some other fuel source. And the conversation that we're having is, you know, steam is not the issue. Steam is water. It's naturally available. You can add energy to it. You add energy to the water. You create the steam. You can take the energy out, turns back into water, and you complete that cycle again. And so for us, it's not so much, you know, do we get rid of steam or not? It's more of how do we reduce the impact on the environment from producing it? Can we get to that net zero? Can we reduce our carbon? Can we go to electric generation for steam? But, you know, those ideas are all great, and people are really engaged in them and they love those topics. But when you start having a conversation with a customer about really getting to net zero or completely eliminating their carbon emissions on site, it's a major task. And the biggest question that comes next, right, is where do we start?
It is a big task and of vital importance. What's that saying you had about trying to get somewhere?
Yeah, you can't figure out where you're going if you don't know where you've been or where you're at.
Yeah, that's it, 100%.
Yeah, so, and that's kind of, you know, the question we might pose back to customers, but, you know, sometimes they might be a little timid to get started down that journey because it is, you know, this massive task sitting in front of you. And so do you have to jump all in after it, or can you kind of start small and build up?
Well, either way, we must start with an assessment, which is twofold: to know where you're at, and you got to know where you want to go, or at least where you want to be in a given time frame. So Spirex Sarco is full of steam experts, and steam is full of water and energy. So we start with assessments that focus on water, energy, CO2 emissions reduction, and financial savings. And we call these tier one and tier two assessments. And we have the tools, the expertise to meter, monitor, calculate energy and water usage. Now, Ty, you and some of the finest minds in the industry have been instrumental in developing these tier one and tier two assessments. How would you describe them?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And we have started to try to break apart our assessments to really tailor them to meet the needs of the customer and what they're trying to accomplish. And at a highest level, the way I would kind of sum it up is a tier one assessment is really focused on products in the facility, and are those products operating the way that they're designed? So is it functioning? Has it failed? Is it leaking? Is it wasting energy? A tier two assessment is now kind of taking a step back and not just looking at a product, but possibly a process, an application, or an entire solution for a facility. And so instead of tier two saying, does this work for how it's initially intended? It's saying, is that the best design for what we know of today? Can we do that process more efficiently? And so typically with a tier one type assessment, we're looking at, you know, more of the maintenance side of the facility. We're looking at traps or control valves or possibly safety valves and other items. When we shift to the tier two side, now we're really diving into, is the system running as efficient as it can? Is it designed to operate in the best way possible to best practice standards? And we kind of break that down into the boiler house, steam distribution process, or, you know, where really that heat is transferred from the steam into the product, and then also the condensate return system. And we've created that tier one and tier two, and also the different sections within those tiers to really be able to tailor that assessment, you know, directly to what the customer is looking for. But at the end of the day, all of our tier one and tier two assessments demonstrate to the customer ways to save or reduce their carbon, reduce their energy, save on water, and also try to translate that into a financial impact. And so you can really schedule, again, the assessment around the entire system or target it and focused in. We've had some really good successes. Darren, like you said, you've been doing this for 20 years. Can you give our audience here like an example of what do you typically find in a tier one assessment?
Sure. On a tier one assessment, or most of the time it's a steam trap survey. And if it's their first time, it's common to find 15 to 30% failed traps, costing customers, depending on their trap populations, tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars per year in wasted energy and water. So a recent example would be, we performed a survey, a steam trap survey. It had a 20% failure rate. We replaced the traps. The financial savings from the project were estimated at $122,000 a year. The ROA payback was 3 months, and that's one of the fastest ones I've seen in a long time.
Wow, that is an impressive payback. And, you know, I'm curious to understand. So we talked about the sustainability and the impact here. What, from the customer's perspective, did you guys find anything else beyond just the financial impact?
A few of those traps were on large commercial parts washing equipment. And pre-project, it used to take a couple of hours to start up and warm up the equipment. And it took several cycles to complete the wash process to meet compliance. Post-project, the warm-up time decreased from hours to minutes. The cleaning was completed in one cycle versus multiple cycles. These customers were amazed that just changing a handful of traps could make such a big impact on their business. And they've been operating that way, unknowingly of the benefits, for years.
Wow. So they were able to really get that throughput picked up with the same, with less steam production out of it, which, like you said, is going to reduce that carbon footprint because they're not burning as much fuel. That's a very impressive example, Darren. I mean, so when we talk about tier two and now kind of looking at process, do you have a recent example of a tier two assessment and kind of what the customer saw for the results?
On a larger scale, there was a tier two assessment that we assessed our project, and it focused on returning condensate from several processes instead of turning the condensate to drain. And the water savings alone in that project was 50 million gallons a year. That's the equivalent to 75 Olympic size swimming pools. So wow. Typically ROIs are less than 2 years, you know, some longer, some shorter, but based on history, assessments will always find opportunities to better a company's financial standing and makes them responsible participants of this road to sustainability. And that's our goal at Spirex Arco, to get out to every steam system and provide an assessment to see what savings are available. We work with customers to obtain these savings and further the contributions to sustainability and just protecting our planet's resources. Now at Spirex Arco, we have 60 thermal energy solution engineers throughout the U.S. So we can get to the facilities that are ready for an assessment.
Yeah, we definitely can, Darren. And I appreciate you sharing those examples. It amazes me and you know, I'm proud to be a part of a company that's able to contribute in that fashion back to customers and back to our environment and where we're going for the future. And so, you know, if anybody's out there listening and is interested in reaching out and talking to us about an assessment, please reach out. Please contact us. If you've got a local Spirex account executive, please give them a call or reach out to us through the website, spirexarco.com/US. And we're going to continue these talks. And, you know, in the next one, we're going to talk about how starting with such a small assessment like a steam trap survey can lead to an entire complete steam trap management program and, you know, what guys can expect to get out of it. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast and join us again soon. If you have any questions about the content covered in this podcast, please reach out to us or your local Spirex Sarco engineer at www.spirexsarco.com/US. Follow Spirex Sarco USA on LinkedIn and watch for future episodes coming online soon.